This is your Sunday morning wake-up call on WNRN. The wake-up call is supported by Tiger Fuel, homegrown since 1982. You can visit Charlottesville's only locally owned and operated chain of convenience stores today. They operate on Main Street, not Wall Street. Now your host, Rick Moore.
Lights, please. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them. And they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in the manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. And that's what Christmas is all about, Charlie Brown. And here we go. We are ready to roll here on Christmas show. You can't have a Christmas show without Vince Guaraldi Trio playing your background. Listen up, get ready to go. Santa's elf is here. We got Holly in the room. Good morning, Holly.
Good morning.
Is Santa almost ready?
He's almost ready. He's around here somewhere.
We're going to make a call. On the Sunday before Christmas, we like to get everybody in the spirit. We'll read the Grinch. Santa's around here somewhere. We will call some kids throughout the hour. Dial us up 434-9-790-919 if you'd like somebody to get a call from Santa. We're going to do one of those right now. Brandon's out there reaching in, getting ready so we can get our first caller on the line. But we're going to get everybody fired up. This is possibly my favorite show of the year. Although with all this new technology, it's certainly not making it easier on my muscle memory. Holly, is everything getting ready up at the North Pole? I appreciate you guys taking a quick break to come down and do this, but 48 hours or so, is that right?
That's right. We're having lots and lots of fun getting toys ready for boys and girls. We're busy, busy, busy.
But somehow I conned Santa into coming back down again this year. So Brandon's out there. We're going to dial up some kids. I think Giancarlo is our first caller, first child of the day. Brandon, are we ready? Shake a finger at Holly if we're ready to go. All right, we'll be just a second. Again, 979-0919. All right, so let's see what we got here. Good morning. This is Santa Claus trying to reach Giancarlo. Are you there?
I want a motorcycle car. I want a car with a... I want a Lego set.
So,
motorcycle.
This is Dashiell, is that correct? Good morning, Dashiell, how are you?
And that's it.
That's it? That's so many things. Have you been that good?
Huh?
You're on the nice list that many times?
Hello, Santa.
Dashiell, you know there's still a few more days to be good.
Hey.
Well, Merry Christmas.
Thank you.
Oh, you be good. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, we had somebody call in real quick there before we got to call out. All right, we'll make our first call a little later in the hour. Brandon, hold on. We'll do the rest of our business a little later. I walked in the door today with a couple names and numbers. We'll get to everybody. Holly, will you run out there and tell him to wait a bit? Because we're going to read The Grinch. We'll call some more children a little later in the hour. Let Santa take a quick break. So we'll call some kids a little later in the hour. Again, if you want us to get through to your child, please no pranks. No pranks. Every year somebody tries to get us to call and call somebody who's 27 or 58 or something. Please don't waste the time of the children.
Down in Whoville liked Christmas a lot, but the Grinch, who lived just north of Whoville, did not.
Hated Christmas the whole Christmas season. Now please don't ask why, no one knows. Quite the reason. It could be his head wasn't screwed on just right. It could be, perhaps, that his shoes were too tight. But I think the most likely reason of all may have been that his heart was two sizes too small. He stood there on Christmas Eve, hating the Whos, staring down from his cave with a sour, grinchy frown, at the warm, lighted windows below in their town, for he knew every Who down in Whoville beneath was busy now hanging a mistletoe wreath.
Trim up the tree with Christmas stuff, like bingo balls and hoo-hoo fluff. Trim up the town with goo-hoo guns and fizzle pinks and wands.
Trim every blessed window and trim every blessed door. Hang up hoo-boo-hoo fix,
then run out and get some more.
Hang pantookas on the ceilings, pile pampoonas on the floor.
Trim every blessed needle on the blessed
tree. Christmas comes tomorrow.
Trim you, trim me. Trim up your pets with fuzz o' fuzz and lift their bloofs and buzz o' buzz. Trim up your uncle and your aunt with yards of hoof on flat.
Trim every house in Whoville from the cellar to the roof. Hang up a mile of dafflers and 3 miles of snapper snoof. Hang dang donglers on the bathtub. Trim the occupant with floof.
To every home in
tree with Christmas stuff, like bingo balls and hoo-hoo fluff. Trim up the town with goo-hoo guns and fizzle binks. And trim up the tree with fizzle binks and bongs.
And they're hanging their stockings, he snarled with a sneer. Tomorrow is Christmas, it's practically here.
Then he growled with his Grinch fingers nervously drumming.
I must find some way to stop Christmas from coming.
For tomorrow, he knew, all the Who girls and boys would wake bright and early. They'd rush for their toys, and then, oh, the noise, 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 noise. That's one thing he hated, the noise, 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 noise. Then the Whos, young and old, would sit down to a feast, and they'd feast, and they'd feast, and they'd feast, 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 feast. They would feast on Who pudding and rare Who roast beef, which was something the Grinch couldn't stand in the least. And then they'd do something he liked least of all. Every Who down in Whoville, the tall and the small, would stand close together with Christmas bells ringing. They'd stand hand in hand, and the Whos would start singing. And they'd sing, and they'd sing, and they'd sing, and they'd sing. And the more the Grinch thought of this Who Christmas sing, the more the Grinch thought, I must stop this whole thing. Why, for 53 years I've put up with it now, I must stop this Christmas from coming. But how? Then he got an idea, an awful idea. The Grinch got a wonderful, awful idea. I know just what to do. The Grinch laughed in his throat, and he made a quick Santa Claus hat and a coat. And he chuckled and clucked, and what a great Grinchy trick! Why, this coat and this hat, I look just like St. Nick. All I need is a reindeer. The Grinch looked around, but since the reindeer are scarce, there was none to be found. Did that stop the old Grinch? No, the Grinch simply said, if I can't find a reindeer, I'll make one instead. So he called his dog Max. Then he took some red thread and he tied a big horn on the top of his head. Then he loaded some bags and some old empty sacks on a ramshackle sleigh and he hitched up old Max. Then the Grinch said, giddy up! And the sleigh started down toward the homes where the Whos lay a snooze in their town. All the windows were dark, quiet snow filled the air. All the Whos were all dreaming sweet dreams without care. When he came to the first little house on the square,
this is stop number one,
the old Grinchy Claus hissed. And he climbed to the roof, empty bags in his fist. Then he slid down the chimney, a rather tight pinch. But if Santa could do it, then so could the Grinch. He got stuck only once for a moment or two. Then he stuck his head out of the fireplace flue. Where the little Who stockings all hung in a row.
These stockings, he grinned, are the first things to go.
Then he slithered and slunk with a smile most unpleasant around the whole room, and he took every present. Pop guns and bicycles, roller skates, drums, checkerboards, tricycles, popcorn and plums. Then he stuffed them in bags. Then the Grinch, very nimbly, stuffed all the bags, one by one, up the chimney.
You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch. You really are a hero. You're as cuddly as a cactus. You're as charming as an eel, Mr. Grinch. You're a bad banana with a greasy black peel. You're a monster, Mr. Grinch. Your heart's an empty hole. Your brain is full of spiders. You've got garlic in your soul, Mr. Grinch. I wouldn't touch you with a 39 and a half foot pole. You're a vile one, Mr. Grinch. You have termites in your smile. You have all the tender sweetness of a seasick crocodile, Mr. Grinch. Given the choice between the two of you, I'd take the seasick crocodile.
Then he slunk to the icebox. He took the Who's feast. He took the Who pudding. He took the roast beast. He cleaned out that icebox as quick as a flash. Why, that Grinch even took their last can of Who hash. Then he stuffed all the food up the chimney with glee. And now, grinned the Grinch, I will stuff up the tree. And the Grinch grabbed the tree and he started to shove when he heard a small sound like the coo of a dove. He turned around fast and he saw a small Who, little Cindy Lou Who, who was not more than two. The Grinch had been caught by this tiny Who daughter who'd got out of bed for a cup of cold water. She stared at the Grinch and said,
Santa Claus, why are you taking our Christmas tree? Why?
But you know, that old Grinch was so smart and so slick, he thought up a lie, and he thought it up quick.
Why, my sweet little tot, the fake Santa Claus lied. There's a light on this tree that won't light on one side, so I'm taking it home to my workshop, my dear. I'll fix it up there, then I'll bring it back here.
And his fib fooled the child, and he patted her head, and he got her a drink, and he sent her to bed. And when Cindy Lou Who went to bed with her cup, he went to the chimney and stuffed the tree up. Then the last thing he took was the log for their fire. Then he went up the chimney himself, the old liar. On their walls he left nothing but hooks and some wire, and the one speck of food that he left in the house was a crumb that was even too small for a mouse. Then he did the same thing to the other Who's houses, leaving crumbs much too small for the other Who's mouses.
You're a foul one, Mr. Grinch. You're a nasty, wasty skunk. Your heart is full of unwashed socks. Your soul is full of gunk, Mr. Grinch. The three words that best describe you are as follows, and I quote, stink, stank, stunk. You're a rotter, Mr. Grinch. You're the king of sinful sots. Your heart's a dead tomato splotched with moldy purple spots, Mr. Grinch. Your soul is an appalling dump heap, overflowing with the most disgraceful assortment of deplorable rubbish imaginable, mangled up in tangled up knots. You nauseate me, Mr. Grinch, with a nauseous super nos. You're a crooked jerky jockey and you drive a crooked hoss, Mr. Grinch. You're a three-decker sauerkraut and toadstool sandwich with arsenic sauce.
It was quarter past dawn. All the Who's still abed. All the Who's still a snooze when he packed up his sled. Packed it up with their presents, the ribbons, the wrappings, the tags, and the tinsel. The trimmings, the trappings, 3,000 feet up. Up the side of Mount Crumpet he rode with his load to the tip-top to dump it. Poo-poo to those, he was Grinchishly humming. They're finding out now that no Christmas is coming. They're just waking up. I know just what they'll do. Their mouths will hang open a minute or two. Then the Who's down in Whoville will all cry, boo-hoo. That's a noise, grinned the Grinch, that I simply must hear. So he paused, and the Grinch put his hand to his ear. And he did hear a sound rising over the snow. It started in low, then it started to grow. But the sound wasn't sad. Why? This sound sounded merry. It couldn't be so, but it was merry. Very. He stared down at Whoville. The Grinch popped his eyes and he shook. What he saw was a shocking surprise. Every Who down in Whoville, the tall and the small, was singing. Without any presents at all, he hadn't stopped Christmas from coming. It came. But somehow or another, it came just the same. And the Grinch, with his Grinch feet ice cold in the snow, stood puzzling and puzzling. How could it be so? It came without ribbons. It came without tags. It came without packages, boxes, or bags. And he puzzled 3 hours till his puzzler was sore. Then the Grinch thought of something he hadn't before.
Maybe Christmas, he thought, doesn't come from a store. Maybe Christmas, perhaps, means a little bit more.
And what happened then? Well, in Whoville they say that the Grinch's small heart grew 3 sizes that day. And the minute his heart didn't feel quite so tight, he whizzed with his load through the bright morning light. And he brought back the toys and the food for the feast. And he himself, the Grinch, carved the roast beast. And thank you. Thank you. That's How the Grinch Stole Christmas by Dr. Seuss. The background music, of course, produced by Chuck Jones and Ted Geisel. Album produced by Jesse K. Digitally remastered by Suha Gur. We are not raising any funds from that. There's no profit being made from that. It's strictly an attempt to have a good time, and please people, just a few days before Christmas. We'll be right back.
WNRN thanks the following for their support of independent music radio.
T&N Printing, serving Virginia since 1982. In addition to printing and copying, T&N specializes in construction document management, as well as dry mounting, binding, and mail services. T&N offers FSC-certified printing, an internationally recognized standard for production and consumption of forest products. T&N Printing can be reached at 434-971-8976 and t-nprinting.com.
Sedona Tap House. Every Sunday at 1 p.m., Sedona Tap House hosts a craft beer seminar and tasting. Serious food and over 500 craft beers with 50 on tap. 1035 Milmont Street, Charlottesville, 434-296-BEER or sedonataphouse.com. You can also find Sedona Tap House in Westchester Commons, Midlothian.
You're listening to the Sunday Morning Wake-Up Call, brought to you by the Markets of Tiger Fuel. You can visit Charlottesville's only locally owned and operated chain of convenience stores today. They operate on Main Street, not Wall Street. Now back to your host, Rick Moore.
All right, thanks everyone for allowing us the effort of that. Of How the Grinch Stole Christmas. Santa's just about ringing. I think Brandon's getting ready to call another kid for Christmas. Holly, are you with me?
I'm still here.
So we're going to call some kids. Holly's going to help me. Brandon's out front. Merry Christmas, everybody. Happy holidays. It's irrelevant to me whether you celebrate Christmas, celebrate another religious holiday. The goal being happy at this time of year. Even if you don't celebrate Christmas, we all know that the country celebrates Christmas. And I hope that you enjoy the feeling, regardless of whether you celebrate the day. Again, you can call us up, 979-0919. Pass the information, the name, and phone number on to Brandon. Don't expect that when you call up, you'll be immediately patched through to Santa. But we'll get the information so we can make it happen. Is anyone there? Hello? Well, I'll be right back. Sorry, Santa. New equipment sometimes fuzzes us all up.
Santa Claus.
Wait till Santa Claus says hi.
Ho, 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 hello.
Say hi, Santa Claus.
Hi, Santa.
Who is this?
It's Harmony. Tell me your name.
She's old.
It's Harmony. Tell Santa your name.
Good morning. How are you?
How are you, Santa Claus?
I'm having a great day. I'm busy, though. What are you doing today?
I'm busy.
Tell Santa Claus you're eating breakfast.
I'm eating breakfast because I eat breakfast.
Oh, I eat breakfast all the time. I eat too many breakfasts. What can we bring you? We're packing the sleigh.
Presents.
Presents. Oh, I have lots of presents. My friend Holly is here. Holly, did you write that down? Lots of presents.
We have lots and lots of presents that we're getting ready just for you.
You know, there's still There's still a few days left, okay? You have to still be good.
Bye-bye, sir.
Bye-bye.
Merry Christmas.
Sometimes kids are just so excited to talk to Santa, they can't make decisions. It's just presents. While eating breakfast, is there anything better than presents, talking to Santa while eating breakfast? Holly, have you had breakfast yet this morning?
I did have breakfast this morning. I had a warm bowl of oatmeal.
I don't think that qualifies as a good present by Santa. Santa's getting a quick break.
Get my candy cat.
Oh my.
You know, I have down for you.
What?
Maybe I hear you like tractors. Do you like Otis the Tractor? Well, can we pack you a tractor in the sleigh?
Tell Santa what else you'd like.
I got these presents.
Well, I'll make sure you get presents. Well, Shepherd, you have a Merry Christmas, but you remember you still have to be a good boy for a couple more days, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You listen to your mommy now, okay?
Yeah.
All right. Bye-bye. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Santa.
Merry Christmas, too.
Who?
Support today for WNRN comes from
Visualite Cinemas, the Valley's home for critically acclaimed cinema, including foreign and independent film. Now playing at Visualite, it's The Hobbit, The Desolation of Smaug, and Frozen, with a special showing of A Christmas Story on Christmas Eve. Showtimes and film descriptions for The Visualite and Dixie and Stanton can be found at visualitecinemas.com.
State Farm agent Larry Whitlock. State Farm agents understand insurance and share a genuine concern for others. Larry Whitlock helps people in the Charlottesville area find products for their insurance and financial needs. From homeowners, renters, and car insurance to retirement planning, Larry is at 101 East High Street, 434-971-9966 or at LarryWhitlockAgency.com.
Not sure what's happening with the phones. We're fiddling with them. Do me a favor, boys and girls out there. You're welcome to call in 979-0919. And Holly and Brandon, will you try doing that on line two instead of line one and see what happens as well? So we're going to do that.
You're listening to the Sunday Morning Wake Up Call, brought to you by the Markets of Tiger Fuel. Now back to your host, Rick Moore.
And again, if you want Santa to have your kids talk to Santa, 979-0919. Dial us up, 979-0919. Anybody there?
Hello.
Hello, how are you?
Good.
Who is this?
Deacon.
Deacon?
Yes.
What can we get you for Christmas?
I want a Lego set. No. A DS. Mario Kart game.
DS and Mario Karts? That's an awful lot. How good have you been?
I don't know.
You don't know? Well, you have to be really good.
Okay.
I mean, that's a lot of good stuff. We're packing the sleigh, and that's a lot of space.
Okay.
Is Silas there?
What?
Is Silas there?
Yes.
Can I talk to Silas?
Hello.
Silas, Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas to you, too.
What can we pack in the sleigh for you?
Maybe a dog.
A dog? Oh, yeah, we don't pack live animals in the sleigh. It's too much. We don't have all that time and space to pull over for business.
Okay.
All right. But we'll find something really good, okay?
Okay.
Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas to you, too.
Santa doing some calling, 11:43 here on the Wake Up Call. Technology with a live microphone, not always the easiest thing to do.
And also I want gray matter and accelerating fly.
That's an awful lot.
A lot more than 10 aliens.
More? You've been that good?
Have you been that good, Giancarlo? He can't see you nodding.
Yes.
Nodding, Giancarlo. I've been watching you. I know that Ben 10 is your favorite superhero. And I know that you want some specific aliens, but there's a lot of good boys and girls out there. Can I share some of these with others, too?
Yeah.
Okay. We'll do our best, okay?
And then you can give them back to me.
All right, Giancarlo.
After the boys and girls place them, when they're done, they have to give it back to me.
Okay. We'll do that. All right?
What do you say to Santa, honey?
Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Have a great Christmas. We'll be there on Tuesday night, okay?
Okay.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Bye-bye. Everybody that we walked in with names and numbers for, now that we solved the phone issue. Thank you if you're still with us. Santa Claus visiting the wake-up call here on WNRN, calling kids of all ages who still believe in Santa, please. We've got a couple left here on the list that we walked in with. Sorority Trio in the background as we get ready to ring up our next group. We've got two kids. I think we're calling Duncan and Ethan, or maybe we're calling Dylan. Brandon and Holly out there handling the phone, which on Christmas time is so overloaded it's become a two-person thing. Forget that you can make an end-of-year donation to us at WNRN at WNRN.org. Continue your support of independent music radio. Take advantage of the tax write-off in 2013. You can join the VIP member list you keep hearing about. You can pick up a new WNRN t-shirt, a member card, or a copy of the In Studio at WNRN Volume 1. Become an Evergreen member. Have your membership renewed automatically. Found out more at WNRN.org, and thank you for your support in 2013 and into the new year.
Dylan,
are you with me?
Yeah.
How are you? Merry Christmas!
be safe.
Thank you.
Merry Christmas, Dylan. Now, is it, I hear that your mom and your dad tell me that you've been a good girl mostly. Is that true?
Yes.
Not quite perfect, but pretty good. Can you do a little better for the next 2 days?
Yeah.
Yes? Because there's 2 days left.
Yeah.
How about, I've been thinking of something to get you, something really special. How about a pogo stick?
Yes.
Yes, okay. We're packing up the sleigh. I think we have a pogo stick here for you, and we're going to put your name on it, okay?
Yes.
Okay. Well, Merry Christmas. Be good.
You say Merry Christmas?
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Dylan. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. That was Dylan. Only 4. Pretty good. Here on the Wake Up Call.
Hi, I'm Kayla Somerville, Director of Computers for Kids. C4K is a nonprofit serving low-income middle and high school students who live in the city of Charlottesville and Albemarle County. We provide after-school technology training through one-on-one mentoring in a vibrant learning environment. If you have 1 hour a week and basic computer skills, you can make the difference in the life of a youth. Be a hero. Change a life. Mentor a child. Start now by visiting Computers for Kids at computers4kids.net. I'm Kayla Somerville, making a community connection on WNRN.
Make your community connection with WNRN. Email connection at WNRN.org with your nonprofit event or organization's information. Independent Music Radio, WNRN.
WNRN on the Sunday morning wake up call, 11:53 on our Sunday morning. Oh, good morning. Is this Elias?
Good morning.
Good morning. Have you been good?
Yes.
Are you sure? It's a lot of time between one whole year to be good every day.
Yes.
Oh, so what can we... What can we pack for you in the sleigh?
Okay. I want a nail coat and
a new coat?
New shoes.
New shoes. Oh, new shoes. I like that. The elves are always looking for something to build new. New shoes. I like that. What else can we bring you?
What else can you bring us?
Toys.
Well, you know something I heard, Elias. Everybody that I have out watching says that you need to be on the nice list. No attitude for your parents, okay?
Okay.
You be good for the next 2 days.
Have a good attitude. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
All right. Bye-bye. Got time to do one or two more calls. I think we got one going out. Here on the Sunday before Christmas at WNRN and the Sunday morning wake-up call.
A little Christmas background music. That should put everybody in a good mood. A little background music. Good morning! Is this Duncan or Ethan? Hello, this is Santa calling for Duncan and Ethan. Are you there? Well, we'll try that one more time.
Good morning.
This is Santa calling. I'm trying to reach Duncan and Ethan, checking up to make sure they're still being good.
They are. They're trying. I think their very best to be good. Let me put you on the phone with Duncan right now.
Thank you.
Hello.
Good morning, Duncan. How are you?
I'm great.
You're great. But have you been acting great?
Most of the time.
Most of the time.
When my brother's not challenging me to do something.
I think for age 8, most of the time still puts you on the nice list. What can we bring you for Christmas?
My family to have a great Christmas is what I want.
Oh, that's the kind of thing we'd love to pack in the sleigh. Nice Christmas for everybody. You know how we do that? Just a little magic.
Is Ethan there? Can I say hi to Ethan?
Hello.
Good morning, Ethan. How are you?
I want some Legos. I found Legos.
Ooh, that sounds like a lot of Legos.
Every time ever do.
All right, we'll do our best. You have to remember to stay nice for the next 2 days.
Awesome. Thank you, Santa, for calling.
Don't remember to tell Ethan not to boss around his brother for the next 2 days.
I will do that. Ethan, Santa said for you to not boss around your brother for the next 2 days. Have a Merry Christmas, Santa, and thank you for calling.
Merry Christmas. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Merry Christmas. We'll be back in a week. Lee Channing to help you find your way through the new year. Merry Christmas.
91.9 WNRN Charlottesville.
With Sinead O'Rebellion.
And 101.1 W266 BQ Crozet. Serving Stanton, Waynesboro.
Shock me, shock me, shock me with that deviant behavior.
89.9 WNRS FM Sweetbriar Amherst Lynchburg.
Damn the man! Save the empire!
This is Les Temps Perdue on WNRN.
Do you like...